This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome in to another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be talking about classic cars with a great contributor standing by. So if you are a classic car owner and would like some free advice, whether you'd like a free estimate of value from our very special guest, or if you'd like to tell us about your first collector car, or maybe the car that you wanted to have as a kid and now you're thinking about actually buying now that your own kids are grown up and off on their own, it's time to reward yourself and get yourself that car that you wanted in high school or in college. Or if you want to tell us about the one that got away, we all have one of those stories. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, and we'll also be talking about the auctions of late, particularly the Arizona-based auctions, which have wrapped up in the month of January. Well, let's go to the Hagerty, let's go to the guest lines and bring forth from the Hagerty Price Guide, the publisher, and also the contributor for Automobile Magazine and for Auto Week Magazine, Mr. Dave Kinney. Dave, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. How about yourself?
Doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. And I was reading an article last night on Road and Track, and this was about GT cars, and we're going to talk a bit about GT cars. But before we get into that, let's talk about Scottsdale, Greater Phoenix, and all things auction. When all was said and done, you had a busy month to cover, my friend. Tell us a little bit about Arizona 2019.
What's the old joke? When all is said and done, more was said than done. it was a busy week, and maybe week and 3 days I was out there, I guess. So 10 days. Lots and lots of sales, lots and lots of action. I can tell you that the part of the market that is the most vibrant right now is definitely the under $250,000 cars. So the possibilities of affording cars in that range, you know, starts to end when you get towards the top of it. But certainly, lots and lots of activity there, whereas the million-dollar cars are slowing down. But we don't really care about the million-dollar cars to talk about tonight, because there's not that many of them and there ain't that many people can afford them. But trucks remain hot. They're still a very big thing. You know, we've been talking about that for the last couple of years off and on, but pickup trucks from the 50s, from the 60s, from the 70s, and now even from the 80s and 90s do very, very well at these collector car auctions, and there's good reasons why. I mean, you can use them, you can drive them, everybody loves them, and they're, you know, when you open the hood, there's not a big lump of plastic there. You can actually see that see that motor, see all the, you know, all the attaching parts. You know, maybe if you've got a an alternator that goes bad, you can go down to the local parts store and order one. It's a lot different than the cars that are out there now today. So I think that's a big part of the appeal. And like you said, a lot of people, you know, right now they're buying these cars because they're at a stage in their life where, you know, maybe the kids are gone and you know, they've got a little extra money, so you know, it's a good time to do it or to be restoring. If you're, you know, a do-it-yourselfer, or you know, going to the auctions is just having fun. That's what I do anymore. Just kind of talk to the people, watch what's going on, and you know, write down the results and kind of tally them up, and then that's part of what we use in the price guide. Certainly not all of it, but a big part of it. So it was a very good, a very solid year for collector cars, although, you know, like I said, the big cars were struggling, and it's interesting to note that, you know, we've got kind of a, you know, two-tiered market. People, playing where I like to play at the $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 level are doing quite well, and there was a lot of action, whereas the million-dollar cars were a little bit off this year.
Yeah, makes sense. And the other thing that we may be experiencing, Dave, is some generational differences. Older generations have preferred the great classics, the Packards, the Duesenbergs, and the Cords, where younger generations tend to have their favorites in other categories. So we're seeing in some cases the fans of those great old American-made marks and other made marks becoming fewer and fewer.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And so, it's a numbers game, basically, and there's a lot of people who are, another old saying is that 80-year-olds, generally speaking, don't buy a lot of cars. I mean, I do know some 80-year-olds and got a few that are clients that, that do buy cars, but as a general rule, when you're in your 60s or 70s, that's probably about the last time you're going to buy a collector car. So, baby boomers, I'm among them, we're getting older, and, it's just the natural progression, but the people coming in behind us, a lot of them still have the appreciation, more than you think, have the appreciation for old cars. And so, there's still a marketplace that might be a little bit less, and the appreciation might not be there, but they're buying the cars for what they love about them, not for the fact that they're worth a lot of money or going to be worth more money, which is the right way to buy a car. You should always buy what you love. And if the value goes up on it, that's the icing on the cake. It's not the reason to buy a car.
You gotta love Haggerty's line for people who love cars. That is so true. Just going to Haggerty.com and checking out all the stuff that's available, and of course the Haggerty price guide and the market trends. Hats off to you and an increasingly large crew of people who oversee this, because it's no small undertaking, and you've got so many different markets that you're covering, and very much kind of using a prescription from the financial world with your different indexes on Ferraris, on German cars, on British cars, on affordable classics. This is all just great stuff.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I spend a lot of my time there on Saturdays and Sunday when I should be, doing something like, right now maybe shoveling snow or breaking the yard or something like that. It's a great way to spend a lot of time when you go to the Haggerty.com website and you go to the valuation tools especially. There's about a million things you can do there. You can see what your car's value has done compared to gold or compared to stock market or whatever. It's a lot of fun to do, and sometimes the car wins out, sometimes stock market wins out, sometimes gold wins out. So it's kind of fun to see what's doing better in terms of where your investment is gone. So it's a great way to spend a lot of time for those of us who are burdened with being up in the Northland, not like you down in sunny southern Florida, but for us who have lousy days out there right now, or semi-lousy days, it's a lot of fun to stay indoor with a computer machine and just play around and find out more about cars.
Absolutely, and despite the fact that I live in Florida at the moment, I'll always be a Boston person, a New Englander for life, and that's what I consider anyway, at least for myself. I don't miss shoveling snow, I will admit that, but I do miss a lot of other parts of the greater Boston area, and wonderful things there that can't be had down here in the South. But one thing you can have in the South is 12 months of the year of driving very cool cars, and there are an awful lot of collectors and an awful lot of older cars in Florida, much more than my home state of Massachusetts. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit about Florida and the growth of the collector car community here, and lots more with Dave Kenny, so don't go away.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused the way.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're live coast to coast on great radio stations, all four corners of the country, from Maine to Florida, over to New Mexico, up to Washington State, to Alaska and Hawaii. Welcome, and if you're listening via GCNlive.com, we welcome you with open arms as well. Dave Kinney is with us, publisher of the amazing Hagerty Price Guide, and also the auction guy, the classic car contributor to Automobile and to Auto Week magazine. And We're talking about Scottsdale in Phoenix 2019 and of course, Mecum down here in Kissimmee, Florida. And before the break there, I was making the point that one of the advantages to living in a warm weather state like California or Arizona or Florida is the opportunity to drive a classic car year-round, and also the opportunity to see some stuff that you don't necessarily see very often in the Northeast, or you get to see in the Midwest. There's an awful lot of well-preserved vehicles in this state of Florida, Dave. I can attest to that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that, well, number one, you've got people who retire to both Arizona and Florida, not so much California anymore, but you have people who retire to both of those states, and they bring their classic cars with them, or, you know, they bring the hobby along with them, even if they, like we said earlier, people who, you know, might not have owned a car, but decide that once they've changed their lifestyle, they want to have it. Yeah, it's wonderful to be in, you know, in places like Phoenix, and you're driving down the street and you look up and the car in front of you is a, you know, 64 Thunderbird, you know, with those great taillights on it. Or, I saw a Bricklin on the road and a DeLorean. So I had two out of the three Gullwings I could think of that, I saw just driving along. And they weren't, one of them at least wasn't the DeLorean wasn't heading to one of the auctions, as far as I could tell. They were just out for their Sunday drive. So, you do see that more. And of course, having, you know, more months of great weather means more months of being able to drive your collector car. So, and they do need to be driven. That's another thing that we keep on hammering at Hagerty. Get out and drive. I mean, that's the thing to do with the older cars. They work better when they're driven. They last longer when they're driven. And, that's the reason you got them, to have the enjoyment of having it. The one hazard, as you know, to driving an older car is that sometimes that 5-minute stop at the convenience store or gas station, takes you about 45 minutes because people come up and tell you stories about it or want to know about it or want to see under the hood or, they're driving by and we've seen some people. I've had a person doing a double take on one of my cars the other day, and I'm not going to say the other day. Let's call it 4 or 5 months ago because we've got some bad weather here right now, but I was filling up at the gas station and talking to a friend of mine who owns the gas station, and sure enough, guy driving by recognized the car and pulled in, and I had to move from the gas pump. I was starting a line of traffic, so it's like back in 1972 with the gas lines. I was creating one myself, so and it turned out this guy had owned one of these cars before and knew quite a bit about them and hadn't seen one on the road for 10-15 years. So it was a great little auto show for him. So that's the fun, one of the fun parts of owning. I think that, it's just getting out and enjoying it. And, every once in a while you'll have people honking you the thumbs up or, like I said, you'll stop at a stoplight and all of a sudden you're in a conversation with the guy in the SUV next to you who wants to know what kind of car it is or how old it is or, then the inevitable question, what's it worth? So, it's great fun. It really is. It's part of the hobby and, it's not all going to parades and going to car shows. It's getting out and enjoying them, and I think that's the best part of all.
As a gentleman I know who has owned a Bricklin, you're in a unique club there. I had the opportunity once to interview Malcolm Bricklin. He was a very interesting guy, and of course, not only was the father of the EV1, the Gullwing safety sports car, but also the gentleman who brought the Yugo into the United States, and the gentleman who also was very much responsible for the Subaru brand becoming popular here in North America. But the Bricklins that you owned, were they AMC V8 powered or were they Ford V8 powered?
I had one of each. I had an AMC car, which is the earlier cars, and then I had a Ford car. I didn't notice a lot of difference in performance. Keep in mind that was an era when V8 engines were kind of throttled back on the horsepower, but I think for the ease of availability of parts, I prefer the Ford, but I had some interesting times with that car. It's got the hardest battery in the world to replace. You basically have to be a contortionist. It's behind the driver's seat, so you have to get yourself halfway in the car and then kind of halfway bend over and then use all your upper body strength to pull the battery out. And of course, I bought a battery that was a bad battery that lasted 2 days. So it's the inevitable law of things that happens to you. But it's great fun when you go somewhere and you pop the doors up and the look on people's faces, because of course they're gullwing doors. The look on people's faces when the doors go up is just astonishing, because they, for a large part, they haven't seen that unless you've been around or alongside of a DeLorean or a 300SL or a Bricklin. You're not going to see the operating the gullwing doors. Of course, the Lamborghini, a lot of the Lamborghinis have scissor doors, but they're a little bit different. But it was a lot of fun. Ownership was was a good thing. I was happy to buy the car and happy to get rid of the car, actually, because of my own personal circumstances at the time. But the one that I had that I really liked, which was Safety Suntan, went to a collector in Michigan, and I see him at events every once in a while. He still has the car and still enjoys it. So there you go.
That's great. Certainly, you've got to hand it to Craig Jackson as being the pioneer to putting auctions on TV, and you have to hand it to sponsors like Haggerty and McGuire's and other folks who are there from the get-go supporting Craig. But now you see not only the Barry Jackson coverage on the Velocity Channel, but you see Mecum doing extensive coverage on the NBC Sports Network and other places as well, the History Channel. People love to watch the auctions, and if you've never been, it's a great thing to do. And I always say you should put it on your automotive bucket list if you have never been to a big-time auction. It's big-time, lots of fun.
Oh, absolutely. It's a combination of a medicine show, a circus, a religious gathering. I mean, all those things come into play, because you've got the crowds like you might find at a mega church, and the people interested in the same thing, the automobile. Then you have the people who are there to vend and sell things, and of course, like a state fair or something like that, you're going to find the turkey wings and all that sort of stuff. It's a great combination of pure Americana. And the really funny thing is that it took so long for somebody to figure out that auctions on TV would be a big thing. And my goodness, they're huge.
They absolutely are huge. We'll take a pit stop when we come back on the other side. We'll talk about some GT cars, and we'll talk about some other hot collectibles. If you've got a question, we get a number, 855-660-4261.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is disputing intelligence given to House lawmakers that Russia is actively meddling in the 2020 election to help the president win. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells ABC's This Week that he sees no signs of Russia helping the GOP.
I haven't seen any intelligence that Russia is doing anything to attempt to get President Trump reelected. I think this is the same old story that we've heard before. I've seen the reports from that briefing at the Intel Committee. I wasn't there, but I've seen no intelligence that suggests that. I've also heard from the briefers that that's not what they intended the story to be.
Italy is the latest country trying to contain the coronavirus, with 3 deaths and 150 cases reported. Overall, worldwide, there's 77,000 cases and over 2,400 deaths in China. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jay Leno, you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there?
And of course, check out Bob's Garage on CNBC. Does a great job with that show. And we've got a really great guy joining us live here on the lines. It's the publisher of the Haggerty Price Guide, Dave Kinney. He also writes for Auto Week and Automobile Magazine. We're talking about classic cars in general and the auctions in Arizona and Florida during the month of January. And as I mentioned at the top of the hour last night, I was looking at a list. It seems like these days lists are very, very popular. And the folks at Road and Track put a list of the 25 best GT cars of all time. And I noticed looking at the list that there were an awful lot of vehicles on there that I definitely love. Vehicles like the Jag XJS, the BMW 6 Series and the 8 Series, XK8 from Jaguar. Of course, there's a million other ones, including the Ferrari 456, which is a vehicle, Dave, I believe you've had some experience with. I did not realize that those vehicles had become more affordable.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of the Ferraris from the from 20 years ago that have become sub $100,000 cars, in some case pretty seriously that. As the owner, I own a Ferrari 612 Scaglietti. That's my kind of my trophy car. And it's a sub $100,000 car as well. you have to be very, very careful about maintenance and make sure that the car was properly maintained, because there's nothing that will keep you broke quite like an expensive car. You have to be very, very careful about that. But there are some great buys out there, and you know, GT cars, Gran Turismo cars, are basically cars that are usable. The granddaddy, let's call it, of the GT car was the Ford Mustang in a lot of ways. And that was also a pony car with a short trunk, long hood, and 2+2 seating. But the whole idea behind a GT car is a car that can kind of go around town and make the stops at the stoplights and the stop at the dry cleaner and then get in it and drive maybe 100 miles if you want to out on the open highway at a good fast clip. It's a versatile car. Now that the world is becoming the world of SUVs and almost nothing else, or crossovers, SUVs and an occasional pickup truck, cars are not as popular as they were, although vehicles are still very, very popular. But there's some unbelievably excellent choices in moderately priced GT cars. You mentioned some of the Jaguars. Same thing applies in terms of, find the best you can buy and the well-maintained one. But for a great Sunday driver, Saturday driver, weekend use car, there's nothing that can beat it. And for when you want to go on that 250-mile trip, maybe, go to a wedding or an event or something like that out of town, there's just nothing nicer than driving a classic car in a world full of, SUVs and crossovers. I think that's a lot of where the market is going to now. Obviously, at the outset, we talked about pickup trucks, which the older pickup trucks have just, continue to go crazy. But lots of opportunities with the GT cars as well. Some of my favorites would be the sporty cars, the sportier cars from the sporting manufacturers, like, two that you mentioned, both Jaguar and Ferrari. But there's offerings from just about every manufacturer in that lineup, and a lot of neat cars.
Oh, some tremendous ones. The BMW 6 Series or the 8 Series in later years, always one of my favorite vehicles. Another one that is very, very much a great collectible vehicle, would have to be something from the folks at Porsche. When you look at the 928, which originally was supposed to replace the 911, but instead of that, ran for 25 years, and the 911 still continues, but that was the original goal for that original 928, and it was quite a technological marvel, and the fact that it combined both sporting capability with luxury was something new for the time.
Yeah, absolutely. The 928 was a very complicated car for its time, and that unfortunately has translated into expensive repairs for a while. But now, we saw, as speaking of Scottsdale, we saw one sell for over $100,000. It was a later car. The values on the early ones and the late ones are the ones that seem to be going up first, but that means that the middle will come up later. The early ones have some of those great, Porsche things, like they called it the Pasha interior with those kind of op-ed colors to them. And then the later ones were, the most refined series. They had, two of the last series were just absolutely stunning sports cars. That would also, fulfill the GT car promise. So, there's a couple of good ones there too. You almost have, when you consider it, it's almost an unlimited amount of cars in that class that are available from, nice ones from $10,000 to $100,000. And, there's some great cars in between those price ranges as well. Well sorted, well taken care of, little old lady cars that were, put away and not used all that much after maybe their first owner. Their second owner might have been somebody who bought it because it was collectible as opposed to just something to get from point A to point B. Let's not forget Mercedes with just an incredible range of interesting cars. that kind of fulfill that as well.
Absolutely, whether it was the bell or whether it was the more modern day car, the SLS AMG, or whether it was just a big S-Series coupe, the C-Series, which was quite a remarkable piece of engineering, and combined both that sportiness along with that luxury content. Let's talk a little bit about the 911. This is a car that has managed to not only be around for a long, long time, but manages to get better and better. And certainly when you look at GT cars, you really have to include the 911 as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, this car, the 911, has been around for, you know, just about everybody who lives on Earth right now. It's been around for most of their lifespan.
Yeah.
You know, introduced in the, actually in the early 1960s, I guess maybe 64, 65 was the, depending on where you live, 64, 65 was the first year of production. And the 911, you know, shares no parts with the current one, shares no parts with the earlier ones. It's just the silhouette of the car. But it was a great idea. You know, it was a rear-engine car with, you know, great capabilities. They've gotten better over the years. The first ones could be a little scary. You know, just, a tribute to the master engineers at Porsche who, you know, put the thing together to begin with. You know, there's some very nice cars that fall in the, $30,000 and $40,000 range in 911s that you would, you know, get out and enjoy and really have a good time. And, you know, you can add another zero to that as well, you know, for some of the cars, because they can be up to into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. But if you want to get started in the 911 market, look for cars without rust, because that's a big deal. I think 1976 was when they first started rust-proofing the bodies with a little bit different construction and metals, but great cars and unbelievable selection of years.
So true. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. I've got an email question for Dave, and we'll come take care of that on the other side. If you want to email me up, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it,
and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Dave Kinney is our very special guest. He is the publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide. All you have to do is log on to Hagerty.com and you can check out all kinds of wonderful information. And you can also read Dave every month in Automobile and Auto Week magazines. He covers the auction scene. But we got an email question here from Josh, and Josh is listening in Michigan, and Josh would like to ask Dave about valuing Restomod. He says, Dave, I find it hard to understand the popularity of Restomods, and I can imagine for you as editor of that guide, it must be pretty impossible to value a Restomod. How do you handle it? An interesting question, Dave.
Yeah, it's a question I get more and more, and Restomods have become a bigger part of the marketplace. For anybody listening who doesn't know what a Restomod is, if you take, let's just use an example, a 1963 Corvette, and you pop the body off and you use all new components, including in most cases a custom-made chassis, and you do things like you put a brand new motor in, you use an up-to-date transmission, you use lots of electronics that work in that car to keep it going, but also usually a killer air conditioning system, modern brakes, a killer sound system as well. All those things were kind of missing from cars in the 1960s. The answer to that question for Josh is a tough one, but I will say they're just like hot rods, and that's the way you have to value them. A lot of the times you have to take a look at the component parts that went into them. Sure, a lot of the builds cost $300 or $350,000. Sometimes people do them for $150 or a little less if they're doing them themselves, maybe even a lot less. But you have to look at the component parts that go in it, and keep in mind that when it's new and fresh, that generally speaking is its top value, because let's say we're 15 years from now, and you've got a 2019 resto mod with all 2019 parts in it. 15 years from now, that becomes another 15-year-old car. So it's already, unless you've done things to change things around, it's already out of date like an older car is. So we look back to valuing the hot rods. And that's how we do it. A lot of the times, I'll give you a little lesson in appraisal. A lot of the times, there are only three approaches to valuation. The income approach, how much does the car make? That's very rare, unless you're talking about a taxi cab or something. The cost approach, how much did it cost? Or the market approach. So a lot of the times for freshly built resto mods, you have to look at the cost approach. Of course, that only is true once when the car is brand new, and it depreciates quite rapidly from there. We don't have a large history of resales on resto mods. They sell mostly privately or at auction. And it's something that, you know, because each one is individually styled, we don't have in a price guide. So, but I will say that, and this year's, well, especially Barrett Jackson, I know Mecum has them too, as well as Russo and Steele and some other auction houses, but, this year was a great year for Restomods. They sold big, and, that 63 Corvette Restomod might have sold for more money than a well-restored 63 Corvette. So, it's a changing market, but markets always change. But I hope that answers Josh's question, because it's a conundrum that we deal with all the time as well.
Yes, and speaking of Russo and Steele, I understand they were not in Scottsdale, but at a resort. I believe it's called a Talking Stick Resort.
It's really not far. I mean, it's kind of splitting the difference between Phoenix and Scottsdale. So certainly part of the scene, and had a big presence there. They're also going to be in Amelia Island coming up here towards the end of next month. Not even towards the end, towards the middle of March. So, these auction companies seem to be growing, and, for a lot of people, it's a great way to buy or a great way to sell a car. Sometimes I think you do better on your own. Sometimes I think you do better in auctions. It just depends on the car, and I guess, like everything else, depends on the mood of the crowd and the weather and all that. Like I said, a lot of these companies doing very good in the auction business and keep on expanding.
Got a question here from Peter in Colorado about something that I brought up, that being the BMW 8 Series. He wants to know, is that a good GT collectible car? And certainly, from my side of the fence, I'd say most definitely. And Dave, I'm sure you would concur.
Yeah, I actually, this is one of those, you're kind of asking the wrong guy, because I love the 8 Series cars. And I will say, there's very few cars I can actually say this about. I predicted this one was going to go up in value. This one was a car that, when I gave a talk many years ago, let's call it 5-6 years ago at a BMW club, they almost laughed me out of the place when I said, buy all the really nice 8 Series cars you can, because they're trouble. They have V12 engines and V8 engines. And they're very complicated. And if they were a bad car that somebody neglected, all the money in the world won't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. You buy the nice one, you buy the coddled one, you buy the owner as well as the car. So when you go out looking for them, you best not find the one that's been sitting out behind the barn for a couple of years, because it's going to take a king's ransom to put the car back on the road unless you have those technical and mechanical skills. However, a nice 8 Series car, I think, if you buy it right, a gold-plated investment and a wonderful car to drive, and something that looks distinctively different as well. And, of course, now BMW has brought out the new 8 Series as well. So
yes.
when the company brings out a new car with the same name or the same series, that brings attention to the earlier one, and that's happened here too.
That is so true, absolutely, Dave. I got another question here. This one is from Elizabeth, who is in Massachusetts. She wants to know about British roadsters, is there such a thing as one that is affordable and doesn't break down? Well, that's kind of a difficult question, Elizabeth, but certainly.
I've got a great answer. Mazda Miata.
Yes.
get yourself a Mazda Miata. Go, you know, you're in Massachusetts. You know, they're in hibernation right now. They'll come out, you know, sometime in April. They're great cars. They're basically your British roadster that was redone by a Japanese company that did them right. They're very affordable. You can find Miatas as low as $5,000 and under. You know, I'm not going to say they're bulletproof, but they're very, very close to it. If they're maintained and taken care of, what you want to find is one that's, even if it's got a lot of miles, one that's been taken care of. And once you get hooked on Mazda Miatas, I know people who own four and five of them. They use them until everything breaks, and then they go out and buy a new one. Almost a disposable sports car for some people, but I love them. I'm a big guy. I don't fit in them really well, but that's the only thing I could say about them. I'll drive with the top down. Driving with the top up is a little bit of a challenge for me.
Yeah, it is a little bit cramped in there. There's no doubt about it. Let's talk a little bit more about the Hagerty price guide. And number of folks want to know, is it a printed guide, or is it something that's just found at Hagerty.com?
No, we have a printed guide, which is available. You can find the subscription information. It comes out three times a year. It comes out three times a year. I almost made me work harder. not four times a year. And we update the online version at the same time. So the online version was updated on January 1st of this year. And all the information that's on the printed version is also in the all the information plus more is on the online version. We've actually, because of the size of the guide, we've actually had to take trucks out of the printed version, and they're just available online. So, a great deal. Doesn't cost you anything. You just go to Hagerty.com, and if you want to, you can just go to Hagerty.com/valuation tools, and you'll wind up there. And be like me. I spent about 2.5 hours on it this afternoon because I was looking at a couple cars for some appraisal work I'm doing. There's a lot of options, a lot of things to drill down, but once you have, you go take a look.
Here he is, the man himself, one of the true collector car experts of the world. Dave Kinnick, thanks for spending some time with us here at Auto World. We'll do it again soon.
Always a pleasure, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour. I'm Bob Long, and thank you for listening to Auto World.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.